This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Experts say combating climate change and preparing for the damage it's expected to cause requires transforming our energy system. In New Hampshire, much of that effort is happening at the local level. Mara Haplamazian reports on what motivates people to get involved with climate in their communities and the challenges they face.
For as long as she can remember, Jessica Dunbar has cared about the environment. But when she became a mother, the threat of climate change really started to sink in. After she had kids, she said it was like her life had been extended by 100 years.
I don't know why, but it just hit me all of a sudden. Like, I had this all-too-clear vision in my mind of how fragile the world was.
She started paying more attention to climate news, learning about how quickly things were changing, and she found herself feeling scared for the future and for her children. She started looking into what she could do, like getting a more fuel-efficient car or a heat pump. But small personal changes didn't feel like enough. So Dunbar looked to her town, Bow. The community had had an energy committee in the past, and she decided to get it going again. The new Bow committee held its first meeting in February.
I was in a panic, and what got me through that panicked moment was, okay, what can I do? Try to make a difference, because I have to at least try.
Local energy committees have long been a way for volunteers to get involved in climate action. The idea started picking up steam in New Hampshire ahead of the 2008 presidential election, when communities across the state started calling for stronger federal responses to climate change. Over the years, the local groups have focused on energy efficiency, education efforts, and even municipal renewable energy projects like solar panels. But getting these projects started is a lot for communities to do on their own.
I can see people in other states who have strong leadership from the top going in the right direction, feeling like, yeah, okay, well, we got support here. Let's go. And we don't really have that.
David Van Houten has been involved in local energy issues in his town, Bethlehem, for about 15 years. He says here in New Hampshire, he's not seeing any vision on what to do about climate change coming from the state. While there's been some recent legislation that gives communities more options on energy, advocates say the state provides little funding or support. Locally, Van Houten's found a lot of people don't want to talk about climate change. He says it's been more effective to explain how projects like an energy efficiency retrofit can save taxpayers money.
If we insulate this room, we're going to be spending less on fuel. So shouldn't we do that? Yeah, we should do that. Because the whole Yankee independence and ingenuity and frugality thing rings pretty strong up here.
These days, he's working on expanding solar power in Bethlehem. But he says it's been a long road trying to develop community support and figure out complicated energy policies like net metering. He does this work as a volunteer on top of all the other obligations that make up his life.
I quit every year. I just don't tell anybody, and I show up at the next meeting. Sometimes I quit twice a year.
One piece of progress Van Houten sees is the way his work in Bethlehem helps spur action in other towns.
Now we can walk right out in the snow if you want. You want to be in the exact spot, but this is it, right there, right behind the town hall.
Nearby Franconia is part of a regional effort, along with Bethlehem, to encourage the development of sustainable energy practices. Voters there recently approved funds for a municipal solar array. Jim Fitzpatrick, or Fitz to most, is the chair of Franconia's Energy Commission and helps to lead that regional energy team. Initially, his commission assumed the solar array would be a tough sell. But when the issue came up at town meeting, people didn't need much convincing. Fitzpatrick thinks the visibility of other local energy projects in the area helped win voters over.
Bethlehem's doing it. Sugar Hill's doing it. Why isn't Franconia doing it? Come on, you know.
Franconia's planned array is also pretty small and not that expensive. It'll cost the town a bit less than buying a new police cruiser and a skid loader, two other items voters approved on the town warrant, but it will power three town buildings. Fitzpatrick is excited about the new solar project. But when he thinks about the global scale of climate change, it all feels like just a small drop in a big bucket.
I love the fact that we're doing this here in town. It ain't gonna make any difference in the big picture.
Fitzpatrick says he thinks a lot about the big picture, what's coming with climate change. That's why he gets so involved.
I get weepy. I love kids, longtime public school teacher, and I love the outdoors. And global warming threatens both of them terribly. And so it's what I can do.
The work that local energy volunteers are propelling in towns like Franconia and Bethlehem is making some difference. In Coos and northern Grafton County alone, according to data from an advocate, town energy projects are saving more than 1 million kilowatt hours every year. That's about enough to power 125 New England homes, power that electricity generation plants no longer have to provide. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Mara Haplamazian.